Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Your breakthrough is coming. You just have to keep showing up. Your breakthrough is coming. You just have to give it time. Your breakthrough is coming. You just have to be consistent. You see, I have to learn how to be consistent to know that I can grow and break through as I'm growing through. One thing that I've learned, it's echoing, okay. One thing I've learned while going on this journey is that you can have a breakthrough. You just have to be willing to break through the unknown. You have to be willing to break through the wall. You have to be willing to break through the uncertainty. What happens in life is that when you are breaking through, you are discovering a new version of yourself. But to discover a new version of yourself, you have to learn more about yourself. When you learn more about yourself, you have to have something that you're working towards, something that you would like to achieve, something that you like to develop in. The reason why that is important is because you are able to learn, you are able to develop, you are able to improve. But in order for your breakthrough to come through, you have to show up every single day, even when you don't feel like it. Even when days are troubling, you still have to show up. So to break through, you have to know that you are breaking through every single day. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge Podcast. Here at Failure is Knowledge Podcast, we speak about marketing tips, personal development, and podcasting strategies. Today, we're talking about personal development. Because in order to break through, you have to be willing to develop personally. So if this is your first time here, make sure you hit that like button and hit that subscribe button. Because when you hit that subscribe button, you will get additional videos so you can start becoming the best version of yourself. So when you break through, you have to be willing to know that you are at a place, at a standstill, and the standstill is not letting you get to the next place. But to get to the next place, you have to be willing to start with where you are at. So let me go ahead and write this on the board. Let me go ahead and position myself correctly so that way we can talk about the role of breaking through to your next phase. Let me go ahead and write that down right here. Your breakthrough is coming. Your breakthrough. I'm going to put the look. Yep, there we go. Is coming. Your breakthrough is coming. And what is a breakthrough? It's when you are figuring it out yourself and you start to understand that you are on the right path. Prime example. Excuse me. As I was growing up, I was playing football. And I was pretty decent as I was playing football. And I didn't have the skills. I didn't have the information or the correct way to position myself. I was just athletic. I had the body size for it. And what I recognized growing up in Little Rock, Arkansas, is that even though you have the size, even though you might have the skills, you have to develop so you can have the knowledge for it. So as I'm playing football, and when I get to high school, it was so challenging for me because I didn't understand what I was doing. Like, I was in a place where I was uncomfortable, and I didn't really fully know how to get to the next place. And so as I'm in practice, and I'm struggling trying to figure myself out, I'm struggling because I don't know what to get. Like, I don't know what to do every single day. I don't know what to improve. I really can't see what I'm doing wrong. And so one day my coach tells me, he say, Terrell, you know, he say, Humphrey, you know, you are a high rep guy. You know, it takes you a long time to understand something. Do you know that? I said, no, no, it don't. I don't think it do. He said, no, I'm telling you. Like, I see it every day. If I tell you one thing to do, you do the opposite. It's like you're not understanding what I'm saying. And so when he said that, it made me think like, do I actually know what I'm doing? How come I don't know what I'm doing? It's not the fact that he's a bad coach. It was more so I wasn't getting it. So I wasn't a good player. I was just a player that was on the field. When I had to learn, in order to become a great player, I have to be learning on the field. So what it taught me is that even though I don't know a certain thing, a certain role, a certain play, a certain position, I can start learning it. I can start improving. I can start developing. See, to break through, you have to be willing to identify where you are at. My coach told me, he said, you are a high rep guy because you're not getting this information. And when I recognized that I was a high rep guy because I didn't get the information, I learned how to get the information, not just on the field, but off the field. And when I was by myself in my room, I remember one day we was about to go play the next game. And it was 11 o'clock at night. And I'm in bed watching film. I'm in bed studying the plays. I'm in bed just watching the same play over and over and over again. We probably had to watch 50 something plays. And I'm watching it over and over and over again because I want to register it in my mind. I want to break through from being stagnant, from being stuck, so that way I can get to the next phase. I don't need to skip steps. I just need to get to the next step. And so what I've learned during this time is that even though you don't know what you are doing, if you continue to do the work, if you continue to learn, if you continue to evolve, you will eventually break through the unknown, because now the unknown becomes certainty of you knowing what you need to do, of you knowing what you need to improve, of you knowing how you can improve. So the first one I want to hit on is to identify your identify where you are stuck at. Point number one, identify where you are stuck at. Stuck at. Identify where you are stuck at. It's not a question mark. Identify where you are stuck at. You see, the reason why that's so important, the reason why identifying where you are stuck at, the reason why it's so important to identify that is because if you don't identify where you are at, how can you get to the next step? How can you get to the next phase? How can you grow and develop within yourself? You see, I had to learn that I had to prove myself that I can do it. And so once I proved that I can do it, I had to improve so I can do it even more often. You see, what it taught me is that when you are at your lowest point, your lowest point is just a point, because at some point you can grow from this. At some point you can develop from this. At some point you can evolve. You see, one thing that I've learned while identifying where I was stuck at, or identifying where I was having trouble at, was knowing that I'm able to learn. I'm able to grow, but I just have to be willing to put the time into the work, put the time into the information. Things, when I start learning Spanish, it was a different language that I have to learn. It's a different language that I have to study. It's a different language that I have to pronounce. So when I was in middle school studying Spanish, and it was a time where they told us that you're going to have these classes and you have to have an elective. And so I picked Spanish. I'm like, Spanish should be good. I think it should be good. And so when I started learning Spanish, it was unfamiliar to me because I couldn't pronounce the words. I wasn't aware of it. I didn't understand it. And so my teacher, as she was teaching the class, I started asking questions like, how do you pronounce double R's? Like, why do you need to roll your tongue in order for you to pronounce the word? Like, I didn't know how to roll my tongue. I didn't know how to roll the R so I could pronounce a word. Rather than, it's a word called A-R-O-Z-A. A-R-R-O-Z, and the definition of that is rice, roza, because it's double R's. And so as I'm learning Spanish, I didn't recognize that there's a language that you have to learn. There's a language barrier that you have to break. But to break the language, you have to be willing to study the language. And so I was able to pass the class. And after I passed the class, it was like, okay, I forgot all about the skills. I forgot all about the information because I wasn't practicing every day. And so when I got to high school and had to take Spanish again, again, I have to take it, but as I'm taking it, I'm not fully comprehending the information. So I start asking questions. I'm recognizing when I'm stuck at, when I'm having problems at, and it's helping me understand that my problem can turn into a solution if I go to the right source that will help me along my path. I have to go to the right source that can help me understand that you are doing something right, but it is some things that you don't fully understand. And in order for you to understand it, you have to continue to learn it. You can't learn it when I'm in front of you. You can't learn it when I'm teaching the class. You can't learn it here just in class. You have to be able to learn it outside of class. This class is just an introduction to Spanish. These tests are just an introduction to Spanish. These quizzes are just an introduction to Spanish. The assignments are just an introduction to Spanish. But it's up to you to study on your own and understand that you can know this language, you can speak this language, and you can start getting yourself familiar with it. And I'm not saying I fully understand Spanish today, but even today, I'm learning every single day on how to speak another language. And I'm doing that, one, to challenge myself, two, to understand that I can really do it if I'm putting my mind to it, and three, I'm recognizing where the problem is at. I have to put more time into it rather than just 10 minutes. If I really want to start speaking Spanish, I have to really commit to speaking Spanish. And what I've learned during this time is that life is going to show you that until you commit to the process, until you commit to the work, until you commit to yourself, you identifying the problem is going to be difficult because you don't know where to begin. I'm going to play stuck with problem Identify the problem. Yeah, I'm gonna erase this. I don't like the way that sound. Identify the problem. There we go. E-M. Okay, there we go. Yeah, identify the problem. It's not a problem that you don't know. It's a problem that you have to continue to know so you can continue to develop. And as I learned this a long time ago, and even when I was a child playing peewee football, I had the skill because I was gifted with the skill. Like God gifted me with the skill, and I had the ability to play. And what I recognized during that time is that I had asthma. I remember a couple games when we was younger, we was playing peewee football. As we was playing the football games, I had asthma. And during that time, it was hard for me to control my breathing and catch my breath. And so whenever I got off the field, I asked my mom, I said, Mama, can you get the inhaler for me? Can you get the inhaler for me so I can inhale some air? And so she was like, yeah, so no problem. So she bring it down, and she bring it down to the field. She give me the inhaler. And once I inhale the inhaler, I'm able to breathe. You see, when I identified the problem, I started to recognize the solution that was right around me. I said, Mama, can you bring me the inhaler so I can get some air? And so when I found the solution, she brought the solution to me because it was something I was asking for. You see, to break through where you identify where the problem is that you have to be willing to ask. You have to be willing to ask questions. You have to be willing to learn how to get over this obstacle. Because obstacle is not going to stop appearing. What happens is that it show up differently. In order to recognize how differently it's showing up, you have to be willing to break through where you are currently at to learn how to get to the next phase. And once you learn how to get to the next phase, not only are you getting to the next phase, you are becoming the next phase. I remember my first consultation that I've done. And when I completed it and I was speaking to an entrepreneur that was looking to start their business, I was speaking to them. And at the moment, I had no idea what I was doing. I'm thinking, I'm going to figure it out on the go. Like, I have no plan. I have no blueprint. I have no way of doing things. And so I start to, we had our first call. Once we had our first call, I began to ask her questions like, what would you like to accomplish from this? And how can I help? Like, the purpose of this call is to really make you know that you can be better. Well, not make you, I'm sorry. It's to help you know that you can be better. And so as we talking, and she's telling me like, and I'm hearing what she would like to do. Her goal was just to become the best version of herself. But in order to do that, she had to recognize where she was at. In order to get to the next phase and know that she can grow within the next phase. And so I'm telling her, like, at first she said, I need the system. I need the software. I need to understand this. I said, in all honesty, this meeting ain't about the system. This meeting ain't about the software. This meeting is about you and helping you become the best that you can be. And during this meeting, during the different calls that we've had, I was learning not only about her, but I was learning about myself. I was learning about how I can serve, how I can help, and how I can really position someone to help them change what they're thinking about themselves. And it's first identifying the problem. When you are seeking the help and you're looking for guidance, the problem is already identified because it's something that you are going through. It's something that you are growing through. It's something that you are currently experiencing. You see, to get through the barrier, to get through the obstacle, to get through the challenge, you have to be willing to be open to information. You have to be open to questions. You have to be open to asking questions. Because what this do is that it positions you differently so you can break through the barriers, so you can break through the challenges, so you can break through the obstacles that has yet to come. Every day there's a new obstacle. Every day there's a new opportunity. Every day you have a chance to pick, is it an opportunity or is it a disaster that's going to destroy my life? You can only get better when you recognize what you are getting better for. I'm going to look at the comments right quick. Let me know in the comments if you are engaging with this conversation so far. You see, one thing that I've noticed is that as you are going along your journey, it can never be the end. It can never be the end goal, because when you start, it's beginning, it's starting, and it's never ending. The reason why this is important, because you're able to see your growth. You're able to establish a path. You're able to identify the problem that you are currently on, and now you're searching for it. One thing I start learning about Google is that it's there when you need it. Excuse me, it's there when you need it. And since it's there when you need it, not only can you use it and discover new information, but it will give you more information that you wouldn't even thought about. Google is a place where you can go put in a search, like, how do you start a podcast? And then search, and once you search, I should pop up and teach you how to start a podcast. But even if I don't, there's links, there's websites that say how to start a podcast and give you a blueprint on what you should do. Many times in life, Google is there, and we forget that it's there because we're not aware of Google. One thing that I've learned is that the one thing that I really learned while developing on my journey is that it takes time. It takes time to get through the next phase. It takes time to get to the next level. And also take a lot of resiliency to know that you can get to the next level. But it's recognizing what level are you actually getting to. When I started back in August of 2020, I wanted to be a billionaire. I wanted to be a billionaire. And I'm sorry, not a billionaire. I wanted to be a millionaire. And within a month time frame. So by September of 2020 came, I wasn't a millionaire because I didn't know what I was doing. I know I can dream, but I know I can have big dreams. I know I can think differently, but even though I was thinking differently, like, how can I become this if I don't know what I'm doing? It wasn't the fact that I was good at it. It was more so that I didn't know. Like, I had no idea. I had no blueprint. I didn't even know that it was possible. And so I'm learning more about the process, and the process is showing me that even if you don't know what you are doing, continue to show up, because eventually you will start to learn what you are doing so you can get better. See, to break through, you have to know what you are breaking through. To break through, you have to know why you're breaking through. Because it matters the effort that you're going to put into the work. It matters the effort that you're going to put into yourself. And it matters how long you're going to be consistent. I have a quote up here on my board to say, how long can you be consistent? How long can you challenge yourself? How long can you continue to show up and nothing comes from you showing up? Until I recognized that I was showing up consistently after producing 893 podcast episodes, I was showing up consistently. But I was burning myself out because I didn't know what I was doing. And it taught me that even though you don't know what you're doing, at some point, you will learn how to do what you are doing even better. And it's helped me really understand that there's a process behind the growth. There's a process behind the journey. There's a process behind the moment. And in the moment, it doesn't make sense. In the moment when it's challenging, in the moment when it's overwhelming, in the moment when it's stressful, it doesn't make sense. And then when you come from this, the lowest point, you can get to a higher point once you recognize what you are doing and why you had to go through something. You can only be better when you are experiencing challenges. I'm learning myself. I did a personality test a couple of days ago. I saw my strengths. I agree with all the strengths. And then once I read the weakness, I'm like, there's something wrong here. There's something wrong here. But all the strengths was good. All the strengths was accurate. But when I looked at the weaknesses, when I looked at my weaknesses, I said, someone right. There is no way I'm insecure. There's no way. Then I proceed to ask, is there ever a time when the personality test is wrong? And my professor, she proceeds to say, no. It's just that people are afraid to look at themselves. When you take a personality test, you're looking at yourself. But you have to look at yourself when you understand the barrier, the problem that you are struggling with. The reason why this is so important, the reason why your breakthrough is coming, because you are identifying where you are at. You're recognizing where you would like to go, and this will help position you differently to show you that you can do something better. You can only do something better when you understand where you are at this current moment. Life is going to show you how to improve if you continue to show up. I remember my senior year in high school. Going to high school, me and my twin brother was always late in the beginning of the school year. And every day we was late, we went to Sonic and we ordered the same exact thing every single day. I had a toaster, an egg cheese toaster with an ocean water with strawberry slushy. And I think my twin brother had French toast with syrup and strawberries, ocean water with strawberries, the slushy. So we got that every single day. And as we was eating the Sonic and drinking the drinks, we was just enjoying the moment. We was enjoying the moment because the moment was right in front of us. So not only are we enjoying the moment, but we're seizing the opportunity because something can come from this. It can only come from this when we understand how it can come from this. So at the time, the barrier was being late. And so for us to stop being late, we had to stop going to Sonic. But we wasn't ready to stop going to Sonic. And so even though you recognize your barrier or the problem that you are struggling with, if you don't want to change, you're not going to change. If we wanted to be early, all we had to do was just stop going to Sonic. But since we didn't want to be early, we kept going to Sonic. And the reason why that's so important is because in order to break through the barrier and break through to the next phase, you have to recognize that it's the phase worthy enough to stay here. Should you stay in this phase, or even if you want to leave, should you leave? See, to break the barrier, you have to have a reason of why you would like to get to the next phase. See, when you identify the problem, this is the stepping stone. This is the beginning of something great, because what happens is that you can identify where you are at. You can recognize your position in life. You can understand where you are at this moment. It matters because it's something that you have placed yourself in. And so when you understand that the problem that you have is a problem that you have created, and the problem that you created, you are the only one that can change it. I've learned the importance of growth. I've learned the importance of breaking through the barrier. I've learned why showing up matters, because the more you show up, the more you learn something new. But you can only learn something new if you are committed to learning something new. Life shows you that as you are showing up, you're not only showing up for yourself, You're not only showing up for your problem, but you're showing up at the moment so your future self can thank you for the day that you showed up. Your breakthrough is coming because now it's time for you to identify what problem you are at, what problem you are struggling with, where you are currently at, and where you would like to go. Because what happens many times in life is that we don't have a clear path. We don't have a clear direction. We're just doing things just to be doing things. And in order for us to know that what we're doing, we have to know that we can ask questions. It was difficult for me playing basketball because I wasn't good at it. I wasn't good at playing basketball, but I just wanted to have fun with my friends. Now, I remember playing basketball in Little Rock, Arkansas, and it was a two-court park. It was it had four basketball goals, two on this side, two on this side, two were higher, two were lower, and so we typically play on the higher goals, right? So now we're outside, it's sunny, and it's like 5 o'clock in the afternoon, or 5 o'clock in the evening, and so we pull up. At first when we get there, there's nobody there. And so when we arrive, now people start to come up. Okay. At some point, it was two people. At some point, it was five people. At some point, it was 10 people. So we ended up running five on five. And at the time when I was playing basketball, I'm running. I'm having fun. I'm playing with my friends. And we enjoying the moment. And then one day, as we are enjoying the moment, my shoes ended up tearing apart. I said, these were some good shoes. Not only was the shoes good, we was having fun because I think we was on a winning streak. Not because of me though, but we was playing, and when my shoes ripped, it was time for me to go. Many times in life, in order to break through, you have to recognize that your time has come. Because in order to know what your time is doing, you have to be aware of the moment that you are in. What matters the most is that you do something for yourself. And what matters the most to get to the next phase, you have to identify the phase that you are currently at. And you can only improve when you learn how to prove it to yourself. You see, even though my shoes tore when I was playing basketball, it was okay because now I can just go home. The problems that my shoes tore, the solution, just go home because I didn't have no other shoes. In life, you might not have another option, but for the one that you are currently familiar with to get to the next phase. Because it shows that the problem shouldn't stop you. What you are feeling shouldn't stop you. What you are thinking should not stop you. It should push you forward because you are able to grow within yourself. You can only grow when you recognize why you would like to grow. So I want to take a second to read the comments. And if you haven't, make sure you hit that like button and make sure you hit the subscribe. And so far, engaging with the conversation on the biggest thing that you are resonating with, that's connecting, speaking to you the most. Let me know about the problem that you are currently facing. Let me know. I would love to read it. So I'm about to take a break. Read the comments. And I'm going to come back. Okay. So What happens many times in life is that we don't understand the importance of breaking through. If it was easy, we would have already broken through. But it takes will, effort, and understanding that you have to know you're breaking through to something. You have to know that you're breaking through for something. You have to know why you are doing something. But you just have to have an idea of it. You don't have to know everything. You just have to have an idea that you can do something different. I remember my first time going to Oklahoma. And when I went to Oklahoma, first stop, it was a long drive. So as we are going to Oklahoma, I'm asleep majority of the way. And so when we went to the Oklahoma training for the Marine Corps pulley training, we went there. And it was kind of like boot camp or kind of like the Marine Corps training before the Marine Corps training. So when I got there, I didn't know what to expect. They had drill instructors there. They had people that who are called drill instructors. They had people. They had food. They had, like, it was a series of, like, it was like a full-blown practice. That's what it's called, full-blown practice. And so when we got there, first off, it was hot in Oklahoma. And as it was hot, it was like, okay, dang, what we about to do? I don't know what we about to do. And so I'm trying to question, I'm trying to prepare, I'm trying to understand, what did I get myself into? Like, what are we about to do for today? Like, what's the goal for today? So I'm trying to figure out what are we going to do. But nothing's coming to me. Nothing's coming to me. So I can't even understand, like, what I'm thinking, why I'm thinking a particular way, and why it's even important. So I'm there, I'm present, I'm in the moment. So as I'm trying to figure out the future is so overwhelming. So now I have to really learn, like, what do I need to do in order for me to understand that this is something that's going to be well for me. And it taught me that even if you don't know what you are doing, just show up. Just show up. That's the next point when it hit on. Just show up. Next point. Show up. Show up. Because what stops a lot of people is they stop showing up, especially when times get tough. Especially when moments get challenging. I'm doing a 90-day challenge to make $100,000. And so far, I've only made $117. Excuse me. And this challenge that I'm doing, I'm actually pushing myself so I can learn how to make money, so I can learn how to make a difference, so I can learn how to make more impact. And so as I'm doing this challenge, for day 20 of 90-day challenge to make $100,000, the number one issue that I was going through was that I didn't understand what I was doing for the system that I'm using, because it just wasn't working. Like, it wasn't working. And I was getting frustrated. I was getting annoyed. I'm like, why isn't this working? So I'm asking myself, why isn't this working? I can't even think about why it's not working because I don't know what working looks like. I don't know how to work this system. And so as I'm reaching out to customer service, I'm asking them questions. I'm patient. I'm communicating with them. And just because I'm communicating with them and I'm patient doesn't mean that I'm not frustrated. I'm frustrated to the T. And as I was doing the 90-day challenge to make $100,000, I was on day 20, I'm learning, like, man, this is a lot of information. This is a lot of knowledge. This is a lot of things that I did not know I was going to reveal. I did not know this. And so as I'm in the moment, in the conversation with the team or with the customer service, I'm there communicating with them. And I'm just like, man, this is taking too long. Why is it taking so long to figure out one thing? But I showed up. And I wasn't able to figure it out, but I kept showing up. And for day 21 of 90-day challenge to make $100,000, I've learned when you show up, eventually you will have a breakthrough, because now you can recognize your own problem and try to solve it yourself. I just needed to be introduced to the problem and to know that it can be solved. It can be solved, and it's how it can be solved. And so now I have to really not be so hard on myself, but recognize that you're doing something right because in order to position yourself differently, in order to get to the next phase, in order to get to the next step, you have to have complications. You have to have difficulties, because it can put you in a better position. It can put you in a better place. It can put you in an environment where you can break through. You can only break through when you know you can get through. So as I was frustrated, I was learning how to get through the frustration so I can break through to the next phase. The reason why I shrink up is so important, because when it's tough, that's the moment that you want to quit. When it's challenging, that's the moment you want to stop showing up. When it's overwhelming, that's the moment that we want to just stop and forget everything. And the moment, the day, the week, the month, the year, you don't throw in the towel, you don't quit, and you don't go the opposite way, it's the moment that you start to break through. Because you are no longer wanting, running away from your problems. My personality test said that I avoid conflict. I don't like conflict because it does nothing. So I'm like, if I can avoid it at all costs, I don't want to go through it. But I can only say I don't want to go through it so often until I actually have to go through it. And so when you go through it in experience, when you go through it in a moment, it's something that's going to prepare you for the future. It's something going to prepare you for tomorrow. It's something that's going to prepare you for something that you don't even need. So when I was doing, as I'm doing the 90-day challenge to make $100,000, I'm on day 21 and the challenges that's coming are new challenges because it's something that I wasn't expecting. So as I'm not expecting, it doesn't mean it's not the end of the world. It means that you are getting and positioning yourself differently because new challenges are coming. New problems are arising. And you are the one that's dealing with it because you keep showing up. Showing up is a main skill. Because not only do you have to show up when things are not going your way, you have to show up knowing that things will eventually go your way. It's the eventually part because eventually takes time. Eventually is not tomorrow. Eventually is not next week. Eventually is not next month. Eventually is in due time because in due time, eventually you will be good. And so to break through, you have to know that you can get through. You just have to be willing to push through the times that are challenging. One thing that stops a lot of people is that when they get at a stopping point, when they get at a problem, when they face challenges, the challenges overcome them because they start throwing in the towel, they start waving the flag, and they start giving up along the process. There's this book / movie called Think and Grow Rich. And in the movie, in the book, it says sometimes you have to burn your ships. And what this analogy consists of is that many times in life, you have many options that you can go through. You have many escape ways that you can use. You have many second reasoning that you can eliminate things. And until you eliminate all the distractions, until you eliminate all the excesses, until you eliminate all the things that's pulling your attention away, you will never be able to get to the next phase because you're focusing on too many different things. And what I recognize at this time is that in order to get to the next phase, you have to cut off some distractions. You have to cut off things that's pulling you away. You have to cut off things that you're not fully aware of. Because in the book of Think and Grow Rich, you have to think big. You have to think and then grow rich. In order to think and grow rich, you have to be willing to let go of the problems. You have to be willing to let go of the barriers. Because as you are breaking through some barriers, some are going to be impossible to break through. So many times in life, you're just going to have to go around it. And it's picking the ones that you would like to break through so you can get through the next phase. When I started my journey a long time, half a decade ago, I started my journey. And when I started my journey, I knew I wanted to be more. I knew I wanted to make a difference, and I knew I wanted to make some money. And I didn't understand how I was going to do this. I just believed that I wanted to do this. Growing up, I was raised in a single-parent household, and my mom, who raised three boys by herself, raised three boys by herself. Which means we didn't have a lot of money to do, or we didn't necessarily have a lot of money. We survived. We was good. We was all right. Very appreciative of what my mama did. But we struggled. And then as I got older and start getting independent, start being grown, I get my own responsibilities. I start paying my own bills. And I start to recognize that I'm still living paycheck to paycheck. I'm still struggling like I was struggling as a kid. So how do I grow from this? How do I develop from this? How do I improve from this? You see, I had to learn that where you come from is always with you. And where you are going, where you have come from, where you come from is going to always stay with you. Reason why that's so important, because to get to the next phase, you have to know how to work with your past rather than let your past work against you and stop your growth. Because now the barrier and the problem that becomes is that your growth is not, you're not able to push through. And since you're not able to push through, you don't get through. There's an analogy that I read a couple days ago And it's called the law of the lid. And I heard this by John Maxwell, and he explained it very simple. He said, as a leader, when you have an organization, and there's a lid here, and you haven't developed past this lid, it's like there's a stopping point there. There's a barrier that's stopping you there. He say, in order for a person to really develop, they have to push through the barrier and start developing themselves even more. They have to get educated. They have to start learning about themselves. They have to start developing. But until they do, it's at some point they get where they're going to hit the law of the lid, where they're going to hit the lid. Like the compassion has reached. What you are going through has reached. What you would like to do has been reached. Because many times in life, in order to get past the lid, we have to be willing to push through the lid. To know that as we are pushing through the lid, we are getting better with the lid. Many times in life is that we let the lid stop our growth because we haven't identified the problem. We're not working on ourselves. We're not learning about who we are. We haven't identified the path that we are like that we would like to focus on. What happens many times in life is that our growth only goes so far based off our environment. Where I was raised in a single parent household, and from Little Rock, Arkansas. Little Rock, Arkansas was a segregated city. So back in the 1940s, 1950s, it was segregated, which means that a lot of white and black people couldn't sit together, couldn't eat together, but it was very segregated. And so when Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was going around the world to make a difference, he was going around the world to make a difference so we can be unified together, so we can work together, so we can sit in the same restaurant. But the civil rights activists leaders knew that they needed to be the ones to do this. They needed to be the ones that put themselves out there in the way where it shows their vulnerability, where it shows like what they are working on publicly. You see, when the civil rights activist leaders, when they start to travel the world, make a difference, and share their message, their lid start to expand because I was able to see different things. You see, now Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. not only was very intelligent, he got his master's degree or his PhD at the age of 26. So he had direction with his life. And then what I recently just found out is that his parents or his dad, his grandfather was ministers. So it was always in him to make a difference. He recognized it at a young age, which was 14. And the reason why I just wanted to share that is because it doesn't matter your age. You can either be 2, you can either be 99. It doesn't matter your age. There's barriers that we have to go through every single day. There's problems that we have to experience every single day. There's challenges that we have to go through every single day. And as you are facing new situations, you start to broaden your lid. Not only are you able to broaden your lid or expand your thought process, you get in a new environment because the environment is going to help you better yourself even more. You see, when you show up, you have to show up knowing that you are doing something better for yourself. You have to show up and learn what better looks like. You have to show up and continue to develop yourself. What I've learned is that as I continue to show up, even though I'm doing a 90-day challenge to make $100,000, I have to show up in a way that's going to help me break through to my next phase and know my next phase can be developed even more. And it's just really understanding that time is working with you if you understand how it's working for you. So I didn't recognize that time was working for me because every day I showed up. Every day I didn't have any excuse. I just wanted to get the work done. I just wanted to focus on the work. I just wanted to better myself. Because if I can be better, I can better those that surround me. What matters the most is that you have something to work towards. In order to have something that you can work towards, what you are working for, it takes time to get there. It takes time to get there because time is something that we have to consider. We have to consider this because it's important. We have to consider this because it's a known factor that will help you grow within yourself. See, when you show up, you're not only showing up for yourself, but you're showing up for the problem that you can solve, for the problem that's stopping you from growing. But you have to know that you can grow so you can develop even more. It's kind of like when you plant a seed. When you plant a seed outside, you clear a hole out. And you have a seed and you put the seed in and you cover the seed with dirt. And then you take care of the seed. You get some water and you water the seed. You put some chemicals in the water. You put some chemicals in the soil and you put it around the seed. So the seed can be properly taken care of so it can nurture, so it can grow, so it can develop. But the seed has to start with a seed. It has to start as a seed and to know that it can grow something better. Grow into something bigger. You see, the seed doesn't have a mind. The person who's watering the seed, the person who's paying attention to the seed, the person who's nurturing the seed is the one that has to focus on the way he take care of the seed, or the way she take care of the seed. The reason why this is so important is because if you don't pay attention to your seed can be destroyed because it's something that you're not paying attention to. It's something that you're not paying attention to because your seed is always growing. You might not see it grow above ground, but underneath ground is growing. Because it has the proper nutrition. It has the proper water. It has the proper sunlight. One thing your breakthrough has to have is resilience. It's hard work and it's patience. Because it's not going to come overnight. If it came overnight, it would have already came. One thing that I've learned is that you have to give yourself some grace to know that you can improve for yourself. And it's recognizing how you can improve that will know that you're doing something right. Because until you improve for yourself, your breakthrough won't come, because you have to force your breakthrough to be experienced. I remember when a couple of years ago, I went to Branson, Missouri. And during this time, we went to a wax museum. So in this museum, it had real people painted as wax. And so this wax actually looked like the people. It was fascinating to ever see. I'm looking at this, and as I'm looking at this, it's like, wow. Excuse me, this is good. This is good. I've never seen anything like that before. That had a wax figure of Dwayne The Rock Johnson. That had another wax figure of Kevin Hart. That had another wax figure of Bill Gates. They just had different kinds of people who had wax figures. Okay? And so as we end this store, we're walking around. It's a museum, so you just can guide and follow the path. And as I was looking at it, I said, man, this really looks real. This really looks real. And so as I'm looking at it, I said, man, these people who created this is creative. And as I'm looking at it, they took an idea and formed it into wax. And they formed it into a wax figure. And so what it taught me is that when you are breaking through, you have to have an idea that you like to get out of your head to put to the universe so the universe can see your work. I said, ooh. When they had the idea to start the wax company, they started it with the idea because nothing was there. Nothing was in the place of it. And then over time, something became there because they worked with their idea. They worked with their dreams. They worked with their thoughts. They made their thoughts a reality. And when I saw the museum, when I saw this wax museum, I said, this is the definition of belief. They believed in something. They believed in themselves. And they understood the work they needed to go along with the belief. Because belief is not enough until you are willing to work with the faith that you have. So you can know that you are working towards something. A seed, you have to know that a seed has to grow with proper nurturing and proper nutrition. You have to know that this seed can grow. You have to know that this seed can develop. You just have to give it time and proper work so the seed can grow. One day when we was in my hometown, Little Rock, Arkansas. As we're standing in my hometown in Little Rock, Arkansas, there's this tree that I've never saw before. And so my neighbors that introduced us to this tree, but this tree was different because you can take a leaf and you can pull the end out. It's kind of like a honeycomb. And then you can lick the honeycomb. And so when we did that the first time, I'm like, man, this is incredible. Y'all sure this ain't poison? Yeah, like y'all sure this ain't poison? They was like, yeah, man, you good. Like, we do it all the time. And so we walked past and we just happened to grab the leaves and we pulled the end to it and it's a honeycomb and we licked the honeycomb and then once we licked the honeycomb, we throw it away, we get another one. We do the same thing over and over and over again and they showed us how to do it. You see, when they showed me how to do it, I said, I want more. When you break through your problem, more problems are going to come. And as you are breaking through the next problem, the following problem, the problem after that, not only are you breaking through, you are learning how to get through. So the honeycombs that was good, I said, I want more. As you break through your first problem, more problems will come and you start to get better because you know how to break through them. Life is going to show you. Until you identify where you are at, you have to show up even when you have no clue of what you're doing. Even when you have no clue of what you are doing, you have to show up in a way that's gonna help you identify what you are doing. Hello, I'm gonna take a second to read the comments. If you haven't yet, make sure you like, hit that subscribe, and let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway so far. And I'm gonna read the comments right quick. Okay. You see, the last point I want to hit on is to give yourself grace. Point number three, give yourself grace. A-C-E. There we go. Yeah. Give yourself grace. You see, the reason why I say give yourself grace, because as you are breaking through the problems, as you are breaking through the barriers, it's going to be challenging. You're going to be doing so much work, but you have to recognize the work that you're doing is taking a lot from you. And when you show up, you're doing it and have to give yourself grace, because many times you won't get it right on the first try. I remember we went to the arcade a couple months ago. When we went to the arcade, they had basketball games there. And I wasn't a good basketball player, but we at the arcade, you don't have to be a good basketball player. And so me and my lady, we was playing basketball, and I'm on the left side, she's on the right, and I'm thinking, yeah, I got this. So I swiped my car for my road, and I swiped the car for her road, and then the basketball start coming out. So when I picked the ball up, I took a shot. When she picked the ball up, she took a shot. When I picked the ball up, I took a shot. When she picked the ball up, she took a shot. And many of the other shots that we've taken, I'm speaking for myself. Many of the shots that I've taken, I missed them. And so as I'm getting the ball, the basketball, as I'm shooting it, I'm missing. I'm shooting it, I'm making it. I'm shooting it, I miss it. I shoot it, I miss it. I miss it, I miss it. Towards the end of the game, I was the loser because I didn't make a lot of shots. I was the loser, but I was taking the shots. You see, when you give yourself grace, you have to give yourself grace because you just have to take the shot to know that you're doing something great. You have to take the shot to know that you can get better. You have to take the shot to know that you can understand yourself a little bit more. What's scary is getting the basketball, positioning the basketball correctly, aligning it, and taking the shot. In life, if you don't take a shot for yourself, how do you get to the next phase? If you don't go through a problem, how can you get to the next step that you would like to pursue? See, to break through, you have to be willing to push through. Many times in life, you have to be willing to push. You have to give effort. And as you're giving effort by pushing, you have to give yourself grace, even if it's just move an inch. Even if it's just move an inch, you have to give yourself grace. I remember a while ago when I was driving my car, my buddy car, when I was driving the car, my car ended up going dead. And so when my car ended up going dead, now I have to figure out how to get it to the next place. And so we had to, and so we was a mile away from the gas station. And so we are a mile away from the gas station. I end up asking someone if they can help me push my car. When I asked someone to help me push my car, it was only a block away, not a mile, a block away. Like it wasn't like it wasn't even far. It was just like a couple feet away. And so when I asked someone if they can help me move my car to the gas station so I can get some gas, I asked them, "Can you help me?" They say, yeah, man, sure, bro. No problem. I will help you. So that's what they did. They helped me push the car. You see, the barrier there was that I was the only one there. So it wasn't the fact that I couldn't push the car. I just couldn't push the car. I couldn't steer the car. I couldn't guide the car. Because someone needs to push. Someone needs to try. Someone needs to steer. Someone needs to have a direction. Someone needs to see where we are going. Someone needs to have a path. You see, when you give yourself grace, you're pushing yourself to do the work. Because many times in life, you don't have direction. And just because you don't have direction doesn't mean you can't get around others who are willing to help you position yourself differently. Because all they did was just help me get to the gas station. All the person is going to do is help you get to the next place. Why is that so important? Because to get to the next phase, you have to be willing to ask for help. Asking for help is challenging because how do you know you're asking the right question? How do you know you're asking the right question for the barrier, for the problem, for the issue that you are currently facing? How do you know if the person that you're going to can even help you solve it? You see, I had to learn that it wasn't the fact of going to the right person. It was going to the person that can help me solve my current problem. Because I've learned that the right help will put you in a better place if you understand the place that you are going. So if you're looking to start a podcast and don't know and have no idea where to start, make sure you click the link in the description, because this week we're starting a podcast to launch your we're starting a webinar to launch your podcast so you can become the best version of yourself. People want to hear your story. People want to hear your message. And in order for them to hear your message, click that link below. One thing that I've learned while breaking through is that you can break through one problem at a time. You can break through one struggle at a time. You can break through when you're not fully aware of how it's going to go. You see, not knowing the answers doesn't mean you shouldn't try to find the answers. I've learned life reveals answers that you don't even know that you're looking for. Because in order for it to be revealed, you have to know that you can find it, that you have to go look for. I remember when I was younger, and it was around Easter time. During Easter time, we had our suits, we would dress up, we would be all fancy. And mind you, the one day out the year, that's when we dress up to be fancy. And so we go to this church to have an Easter egg hunt. So they clear all the cars that was there. They removed all the cars so all the kids can play around, go around, have fun, and find some eggs. And so we get to the church, the parking lot is clear, and so we go inside of the church. And so they say, yes, kids, so now we about to go play Easter egg. We about to go find some eggs. So me being a kid, I'm like, yeah, let's do it. The eggs is going to be so fun. Like, the eggs is going to be so tasteful. The eggs is going to be so fun to find. You see, at the time, the adults knew to get the children to be quiet, to get the children's attention, give them something that they can go find. And so I was excited about it. I was joyful about it. I said, we can go find some eggs. We can go Easter hunt. And so when the service was over, we had our bags. They say, all right, this is what you need. You need your bag. And whoever finds the most eggs, they win. So all the kids was celebrating like, yeah, let's go. Let's go. I can't wait to find these eggs. And so they tell us to go find as many eggs as you would like to. Go find the eggs. And so we run around as kids looking for the eggs. You see, as we was looking for the eggs, I found my first egg. You see, when I found my first egg, not only was it my first egg, it was an egg that I really enjoyed because I found my next egg. So not only do I have two eggs now, I'm finding multiple different eggs. And so, unfortunately, I wasn't able to win this competition, but I was able to get some eggs. You see, when you are breaking through the problems, you just have to get to the next stage. You just have to get to the next step. You can't skip steps. You just have to be willing to go find a step. Because when I found them eggs, I found hope. When you get to the next step, you're discovering faith. One thing that comes is that when you are able to go along the process, you're able to break through because problems are going to come. They don't stop appearing. They just dress up differently. And as they're dressing up differently, now you have to identify the problem. How they're dressing. What's the problem? Why does that matter? Because when you recognize the problem is what's stopping you, now you have to show up. Because you have to show up when you have no idea what you are doing. You have to show up when there's a problem that you're struggling with. You have to show up. Because as you continue to show up, you have to give yourself grace. Because when you give yourself grace, not only are you saying that it's going to be okay because I can do it the next time. You're saying it's going to be okay because I showed up. And if you got value from this, make sure you like the video and subscribe to the channel and subscribe to the podcast and let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway about your breakthrough and what breakthrough you are looking for. Let me know in the comments. I would love to read it, love it, to engage with it. I'll see y'all next time.